Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am LaLisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach LaLisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning and welcome to the show today. Well, we have an exciting show for you today. We have a very special guest on with us today here to talk about some very, very interesting things, and I'm going to turn it over to him in just a minute, but I just want to welcome all of those who are tuned in via the switchboard. You've called in, those of you who are listening by your MP3 players and your other types of technologies out there. Good morning to all of you who will listen to this through the archives. Welcome to our wonderful chat room audience. If you have any questions, if you're in the chat room, you can absolutely type a question or a comment in. And we want to encourage each and every one of you to go to our website. That's blogtalkradio.com/Coach LaLisa. Leave us a comment. Let us know that you enjoyed the show. You know, when people make comments there, others are looking for that, because they, you know, they want to know, should I listen to this show or not? So if you go there, you make a comment, we will certainly greatly appreciate that, and we want to share this information. It's good information. We want others to know how they too can be empowered, and we just really want to spread the love all over. So our very, very special guest, Mr. Versi Walker, who is the author of Success, How Did I End Up Here? So if you want to be successful in your life, if you want to live a life of fulfillment, if you want to live a life of wholeness, if you want to be happy and enjoy this life that you're here, you want to know your purpose. You want to know how to get things done. Well, you have tuned in to the absolute right show. This is our Wednesday motivation day, getting over that hump. Some of us are on our jobs. Some of us are the job. We are entrepreneurs, business owners. You've come to the right place, and I'm going to get out of the way and turn it over and welcome at the same time Mr. Versi Walker. Welcome, Mr. Walker, and take it away.
Yes, good morning. Good morning. I hope that everyone had a great weekend and a wonderful start to this week. I'm so excited for today's midweek inspiration. As usual, I want to start off by saying thank you to the listeners for dialing in, and to you, Coach LaLisa, for allowing me to share with you. Speaking of a great weekend, this past weekend I took the train into Manhattan and headed over to the Apollo Theater to see Chris Gardner, author of the book titled Pursuit of Happiness, and who was also portrayed by Will Smith in the film adaptation of the book. I bring this up for two reasons. The first was I had the pleasure last year of meeting Mr. Gardner after standing 10 hours at the Black Women's Expo here in New York, and then immediately driving 11 and a half hours to Chicago to see him speak at my church. Now, after seeing him take a, you know, seeing him and taking a picture with him, I told him of the events that had just occurred in the past 24 hours, only for him to tell me, hey, you could have seen me in New York. I told him I had a need to see him right then and right there, and that I would also see him in New York. And this weekend I did, and I brought it up to him and also showed him a picture that he and I took at that time. Great opportunity, great experience. But the second reason I bring this subject up is because of something I noticed once I arrived at the Apollo, and it was something that we've been discussing on the last two shows, and that's the actual sponsorship. We've been discussing that quite a bit, and it actually, you know, really floored me when I realized that he was there, and he was actually part of a financial empowerment seminar or a workshop that was going on, but he was actually sponsored by MasterCard. So this was a free workshop to the public, but again, he had a huge partnership and a huge sponsorship with MasterCard. And I thought it was amazing because it's actually the same subject that we've been talking on, finding a partnership or sponsorship to help you take your message and elevate your business and your opportunities to the next level. Also, something else that he mentioned I found to be ironic was that he talked about the breaking of the cycle, or, you know, the cycle of poverty, which I believe, Lalisa, you talked about on a recent show as well.
Yes,
now,
yes, that's correct.
Okay. Perfect. Now, this cycle-breaking concept, as we've all been taught, starts with education. I actually believe that it actually starts with the understanding and overcoming of fear. Understand, where there is fear, ignorance is close at hand. Each are very closely related. Now, it's been said that knowledge is power, and generally speaking, this is true. If the knowledge is unorganized, however, it only has the promise of power. I repeat, if the knowledge is unorganized, then it only has the promise of power. Whenever and wherever fear is present, power will never exist. It's impossible. Power is actually the byproduct of knowledge organized minus fear. Now, in order for us to enhance our mind consciousness and to discover the limitless powers of the mind, we must first overcome various fears, such fears as the fear of success. Yeah, people are. They're afraid of attaining the ultimate dream or their heart's desires. The next one would be the fear of poverty. Also, there's the fear of death, going to the afterlife, transitioning, what will happen to me when that occurs. And there's also tons of other fears. The sad truth of it all, doctors have indicated, and it's been, you know, researched throughout the years, that there are only three fears that we're actually born with. And the first one is the fear of falling. The next one is the fear of loud noises. And lastly, the fear of abandonment. And we all know how that is, because there's a lot of insecure people that want to stay in toxic relationships because of the fear of being alone. And I always tell people, being alone or being by yourself doesn't mean you're lonely. You can partake in a movie, a business opportunity, or just a nice bath in a quiet, peaceful arena, and you're not alone. You're just by yourself. You're not lonely. You can entertain yourself mentally and go beyond. So I want to let you know that.
That is so true, Mr. Walker. No, that's so true, and that's powerful that you point out those three fears that we're born with. That's good.
Great. And the funny thing about it, or ironically, any and all fears are learned, and they're passed down generationally from family or through social dogmas and superstition. We have to understand, though, fear is really your worst enemy. It's actually cancerous. And I don't know why, and I'll talk about it probably next week or the week beyond, why we haven't eradicated this problem in our schools, in our homes, and in our communities. Because if there was any other disease as strong as the paralyzing fast or feature of fear, we would be boycotting, we would be having fundraisers and everything to eliminate it. But again, fear is your worst enemy, and it's dangerous, and like I said, it's cancerous. Also, it stifles, it stunts, it diminishes and destroys everything in its path. So any dreams, any hopes, any desires, if you allow fear to resonate, they will not materialize. Now, I want to be honest. I've even had my personal struggles and challenges with fear. However, about 10 years ago, I made a conscious decision to write down my 10 biggest or 10 greatest fears. And at that time, I committed myself to overcoming those fears by the end of that year. And I did. Well, except for the fear of horses. I don't know what it is about those big, massive animals. But believe me, I will conquer that as well. Now, as I mentioned earlier, any fear can be overcome. As I mentioned in my book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, there's something called the Teachability Index. This index indicates how teachable a person is. And if you have a high level of being taught, as well as a high level or high tolerance to change, you are teachable and very likely to become successful. Believe me, it's all learned behavior, and we can unlearn it if we just simply set our minds to what we want our realities to be. Now, the first fear that I'm going to touch on is going to be the fear of criticism. The fear of criticism is probably the most debilitating fear there is. The fear of criticism have had grown men and grown women afraid to go out in public. It has also forced thousands of people who were perceived to be or look to be perfectly insane, but they spend countless hours and small fortunes on correcting what they see as flaws on their perfectly designed bodies. They want to chase the Joneses. They want to have someone else's nose, someone else's hair color, and they lose their own self because of fear of criticism, because perhaps they don't seem to be or feel that they're as perfect as the next person. And again, they have the perfectly designed body by the perfect designer from the Almighty, you know, from, you know, our great creator. And I don't understand why we deviate from that. Again, but it's the fear of criticism that lends that opportunity. Now, the fear of criticisms will have devout Christians standing outside of Walmart for 2 days in the attempt to purchase the next hottest item for their children, and will actually threaten bodily harm to anyone who stands in their way, all just so they can say, oh, my child has that as well, or he has it, or I bought that. It's insane, but it's something that haunts us, and it's in our daily lives, and it's part of most of our makeup. Now, criticism, as defined by dictionary.com, is actually the act of passing judgment as to the merit of anything. It's also fault-finding, and it's considered to be a critical comment or critique. Now, as a public speaker and as an author, I do seek out, you know, comments or critiques to make sure that what I'm doing is coming across with the intent that I want my audience to receive it. And sometimes people get carried away. You know, they really want to get in there and maybe even have an axe to grind. I'm not sure. But I do solicit advice. I do solicit criticisms or critiques because I want to be the best at what I do, and I want to actually help elevate others to be the best in what they do. And I think if I can inspire you, I'll take those criticisms so that you won't have to. And that's just how I feel. But I also feel that I can take safety in speaking on behalf of everyone who's on the call today when I say that no one wants to be criticized and that no one finds comfort in being watched so closely and judged by others for the mere purpose of being met by someone else's criticism. Your hair doesn't look right. Why did you say that? Why are you wearing that today? I just think we're all in a cycle of feeling bad about ourselves, that it's easier to critique or criticize someone else. Now you're standing on that person's status to elevate yours. And it's wrong. Now, everyone knows that that hurts, and we run from it like the plague. But unfortunately, any type of fear, and especially criticism, if it's not met head on, it will continuously plague you for the rest of your days. So you have to take control of it. You have to realize that you're an individual and that you have needs, you have wants, and you have desires. And yes, you will be met with criticism. Again, just think of the gentleman who decided that he was going to create waste management. There was individuals perhaps in his backyard at soon to be 4th of July picnic or barbecue that laughed and told him, oh, you want to be a garbage man? Well, this gentleman now has an institution that has now been spread worldwide. He has contracts with China. He has contracts with third world countries to help rid themselves of their landfills of garbage. But he's a billionaire because of a crazy, ridiculous idea that I know was met with much criticism. And I'm sure with you as well, Alisa, that doing what you're doing, stepping out on your faith and trying to create platforms for people like yourself and me to reach the masses and educate them and share with them our experience, I'm sure that you met with criticism.
Absolutely. I mean, earlier when you were mentioning about, well, we were talking about empowerment, you know, even just the subject alone is not a subject that people welcome. People would much rather hear people talk about, oh, things like, you know, let me just say, for the lack of a better phrase, a more sexier topic. Can you believe you personally empower people, for people to really be able to get up and get going, to get up and get moving, and to do something very motivating and very powerful for their lives and the lives of their family? I'm talking about most people I deal with are people with children and grandchildren already.
Mm-hmm.
A person like myself, not having any natural children, okay, I could maybe understand that you could conceive that the bloodline is going to stop with you. But these are people that you do not rush to be empowered. So you're absolutely right. It's just amazing to me.
It is. It is. And I know even for me, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. What do you experience in terms of, here you have a book that spells it out. Success. Come here and get it, you know.
Come here and get
learn.
It. And I find so many people that will, you know, back away from it. And in the negative connotation, as I told you, and I think our first segment, where I actually changed my book cover several different times because I wanted to make sure I sent out the right message. I didn't want to have, you know, fancy cars with money floating down or a big, you know, estate, which, again, indicate the trappings of success, but I knew that the critics immediately would, you know, take that and run with it, and it wasn't my intent. And for me, success is on so many different levels, and I always believe I want money for what money can't buy. And I can have a terminal illness. Money can't bring me back my life or my health, but it can make me comfortable. It can, you know, pay for medication. It can pay for nursing or assistance, whereby I don't have to be a burden to my family. And so my adaptation of success, when I speak about my book, is from my background, from the expectations in the home, as well as the community for a black male to go forth and prosper. I discuss that. I also talk about maybe sometimes if we don't look in everyone else's backyard and we add water and fertilize and nurture our backyard. And when I use that backyard, I'm using that as a maybe a paraphrase or something where I'm talking about your whole being. If we spend that much time and energy on our own selves and our own family, we can see those same fruits grow and harvest. And as I used to tell people when I was an insurance agent, they would ask me, so if I'm going to get this $2 million policy, then my family, my wife, you know, with her new husband, will be able to enjoy that life of that $2 million. I said, no, understand this. If you give your wife and your family $2 million, she may not need a new husband. But the one great thing about it, you're planting seeds today for a tree that will continuously grow and could provide shade for your family. So as you're complaining about you're breaking your back every day and you're working hard, you can now transition that, or to go back to what you, as well as Mr. Gardner said, you can now break the cycle and provide for your future generation, which you may not even ever get to see, but you have left a legacy. And so with that, again, criticism to the fact that he's leaving the money, but yet now he's going to work every day to provide for the same family. But here I was giving him an alternative that if he's a family man, he has these values that he wants to provide for his family, that responsibility does not stop upon his death. That still must continue. And so those type of things is where I need to have people change their mindset. And again, with my book and with your books and all the other literature that's out there, people run from that, but then they gravitate towards the negativity. You find more naysayers at the water cooler than you will positive, productive-minded people. And we need to change the cycle.
They do. And, you know, it's like what we were saying before, that I had quoted, I believe I had quoted Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, while someone else was quoting Les Brown saying a similar thing. But Dr. Kimbrough says, you know, the pocketbook cannot grow until the mind grows. And so he was talking about how he had interviewed all these. He went around the country and he interviewed hundreds of millionaires, everyday people just like you and me, who have made millions, not the Donald Trumps, though he also did speak to them. He interviewed, you know, Michael Jordan, Condoleezza Rice, Bishop T.D. Jakes, and a host of other everyday people. And he said some of the things he noticed, one thing that just really sticks out in my mind, and it's what you're talking about here and what you're preparing the people for. I want people to know who are tuned into this call, those who tune in, I don't care how you listen to this, who referred you, and all of you listening should be referring other people. But this is the thing, that one of the qualities of these millionaires, and he named a lot of them, but he said one is that they march to the beat of their own drum. They don't go with the pack. He said that, I think how he said, there's 877 people going in the one direction. They're not millionaires. It's this one millionaire that's going in the other direction. And that, you know, that's what you're doing. That's what you're talking about here. So people need to know that this is absolutely good information. And just keep listening. It may not be popular. You may not be able to run to the hair salon and the various places and the places where you go and tell everybody that this is what you're doing at 7:30 in the morning and that they're going to cheer you on.
Right.
Yes. Right. Go ahead, Mr. Walker.
You're 100% correct, and I appreciate, you know, you saying that. And unfortunately, if people who are listening, as you said, you know, are spreading the word and hopefully are spreading the word and letting what we say resonate on their mind, if they haven't gotten a copy of your books, haven't gotten a copy of my book, they're missing out on so much great information, because there's only so many nuggets that we can drop in this 30-minute conversation that we have each week with our empowerment team, but they need to have a tangible document where they can highlight, underline, revisit, and just hold those truths to be self-evident, because it would help them alleviate a lot of the seeming problems in their lives and realize, you know, success is attainable regardless of where your education is, your vocation, or your location. You can be great. Again, you just have to plant the seed. And the only time that you ever get stuck, there's only three elements in nature that you can get stuck in, and that's ice, and that's mud, and that's quicksand. And so those only things that you can be stuck in a literal sense, and where nothing ever grows. Nothing ever grows in ice, and nothing grows in mud, and nothing grows in quicksand. So everything else we can do, and we can change and make this world greater. Even for me, in preparing to become self-employed, I was met with some criticism, people saying, you know what, you're going to leave a six-figure paying job as a financial advisor to become self-employed and do what? And you know what? I just had to deflect that. I had to realize where their consciousness was at, and mine was someplace greater. If I can, you know, bring in $2 million, $5 million, $20 million in sales and investment for another company, I may not be able to get it on the same scale for myself, but if I can do half of that production and receive 100% of that reward, why not do it and then be able to call my own shots? So I just stepped out on faith.
We have a caller on the line. I hate to cut you off there, Mr. Walker. They have their hand up. I wanted to let them speak. A caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Yes. Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I've been following Mr. Walker for the past 3 weeks, and I think he's a great motivational speaker. Mr. Walker, I just want to know, I'm from Chicago, and I wanted to know, where can I get more information? Is it just in your book, or do you have something online? Is there something in print that I can go when you do these sessions that I can look at, especially like your numbers that you gave last week? I'd like to have more.
Great, great. And actually, you can. You can visit me at www.versywalker.com. Also, you can email me at info@newlookpublishing.com, whereby if you have a question or a concern, email me, and if there's any information that I have available that I think would be, you know, pertinent or germane to your situation, I can then email that back to you. And thanks for mentioning about the numbers and following us from last week. And I know last week we were talking about the aspect of savings and being able to reduce your expenditures while increasing your revenue or your savings. So, again, thank you for that. Were there any other questions?
No, I love how you give your message. It's very inspirational, and it's going to motivate me to do some things on my own. And I just wanted to let you know that.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good day.
You as well.
Awesome, awesome. That is absolutely, yes, I definitely, everyone who is listening to the call, you can, Mr. Versy Walker at www.versywalker.com has an absolute powerful website. You must go there when you get a moment, and don't waste too many minutes. He has a website that is full of information, and it's a beautiful site on top of it. It's absolutely gorgeous. He has a lot of things there, his calendar, his press release. He has many, many things there. This is not the only place you can catch Mr. Walker here on Wednesdays, but he does other radio shows. He does other things, TV shows. Let me tell you, this is a man that you want to connect with. I feel just tremendously honored and blessed that I've been able to partner with Mr. Walker. And it just goes to show you that, you know, if you just keep plugging away, you stay empowered. I mean, we're coming to the end of the show today. There was no way I could have, if I had let myself get, you know, sidetracked by the criticisms, by the people that are not for me, let me tell you, we wouldn't be sitting here today, me and Mr. Walker. I'm so glad I met this man. Here he is. I tell you, you're from, now, Mr. Walker, are you from Chicago?
Yes, originally from Chicago.
I have been so wanting to go to Chicago to do anything, a seminar, a workshop.
Well, you know what? You'll be my guest September 18th. We won't be in Chicago. We'll be there at, if you have the time available, we'll be at the Indianapolis Expo for the Self-Employment Expo. And from there, we can take a short drive to Chicago. So you have now been officially invited.
Well, I tell you, well, this is great. We got to have you back because I know you have more to share. We're at the, you know, at the end of the minutes here, Mr. Walker. I definitely, you are certainly welcome. I think people would, you know, I know you're coming back next Wednesday, and I don't want to, you know, press your schedule. But if you can come back another, you know, we still have Thursday and Friday, but and share some more because I know you have more to share today. You're more than welcome to do that on Thursdays. I talk from my book, 101 Wisdom Keys, and then Friday is TGIF, Empowerment Fridays, and I'm giving an empowerment key for the next 52 Fridays or so. We'll see how it goes, but please definitely come back and share some more. But if not,
well, I'm here for you.
Next Wednesday. You are awesome. You're great. We thank you so much for coming and sharing just powerful nuggets. Please go to his website, join his mailing list, get copies of his newsletter. Listen, people, we are going over the top. This is so awesome. Yes, any closing remarks from you, Mr. Walker?
Well, again, I just say that everyone have a great week. Make sure you get a copy of both of our books. We're giving away free stuff from business plans to, one-on-one consultation.
Coaching.
So coaching, we have this here for you. Take advantage of it so that you can propel yourself to the next level. And have a great week,
and
everyone.
Remind them that all of those who are able to get to New Jersey on July 17th, they're going to be able to experience you. That's July 7th, Saturday morning. You're going to be able to experience in person. Just imagine what you've been getting over the phone. Can you imagine? In person, Mr. Walker. He's going to be there. Oh, we can't wait. Oh, my God. We cannot wait, Mr. Walker. It's going to be fabulous. Listen, you definitely want to get there. So we look forward to that. You all have a wonderful, great day. And this has been Coach LaLisa and Mr. Versi Walker for Midweek Motivation.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.